This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Remember Jared, the guy who lost a bunch of weight by exercising and eating Subway sandwiches? His relationship with that company has been suspended in the wake of an FBI investigation, but Susan Burfield writes in the latest Bloomberg Businessweek that its spokesman is the least of Subway's problems. Susan, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me on, Kai.
I don't mind telling you I was a little gobsmacked to read that Subway is the world's biggest fast food chain. I had no idea.
Yeah, you know, since 2010, it's had more stores around the world than McDonald's. And, you know, it's still growing.
Which is just mind-boggling. And we should say it's privately held, right? DeLuca and family and friends and all that, they own this company still.
They do. You know, Fred DeLuca started it 50 years ago with a partner, and the two of them remain in control of the company today.
All of that said, though, and current problems aside, all has not been great for Subway of late.
Yeah, there's almost 27,000 Subways all across the country. And a lot of people are starting to think that that's too many. Hmm. You know, they're kind of diluting their sales. At the same time, they haven't really kept up with the demands, especially of younger people, for what's really healthy nowadays. And as a result, their sales last year dropped 3.3%.
There is a great line in this piece, and forgive me, I don't remember if it's your thought or you were quoting somebody.
But, I hope it's mine.
Well, so do I. We'll see. I'll ask the question, and then we'll see which it is. Their business has been selling franchises, not necessarily sandwiches, because all 20-something thousand of those stores in the States are franchised.
Yeah, it's a very interesting business in that way. They receive a set amount, in their case, 8% of the sales of every store. So for them, it's a real benefit to have more stores open. For the people who are running the stores, that's not always the case because their competitors sometimes turn out to be the other Subway owners, you know, who could be right down the block from them.
It's worth a mention here that despite its troubles, it's still a $12 billion a year business. And you point out that other similar chains and companies. I mean, you mentioned Starbucks. They've been down before and they turned around and came back.
Absolutely. And, you know, and Starbucks is a pretty good comparison in a lot of ways because a big part of their problem was that they overexpanded.
Yeah.
Starbucks was also able to close a lot of stores because Starbucks owns the stores. Subway doesn't own the stores. So it's a little trickier. But yeah, you know, chains can definitely reinvent themselves and come back, but you know there has to be a really kind of sense of urgency at headquarters to do that.
And do you think it's there? I mean, you know, there's 900 people that work at where is it, Milford, Connecticut, in Subway headquarters. Do they feel the need?
They may have some ideas. I'm sure they have some ideas, but they haven't shared them, so it's hard to analyze. At the same time, Fred DeLuca is suffering from leukemia. He's handed over some responsibilities to his sister, Suzanne Greco. She's now president of the company. That was just the beginning of June. So the company itself is in a real time of transition, really for the first time in 50 years, at the same time that its competition has become very fierce.
Susan Burfield writes for Bloomberg Businessweek. Her story in the magazine this week is called Jared Isn't Subway's Only Problem. Susan, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you so much, Kai.